on my left, which is your right, is the Sembawang shipyard. From next year onwards, it will start to shift to Tuas. That frees up a whole big area. There are no master plan that's already fixed. In fact, it's one big area, coastal area, next to a park, next to all our 100 over black and white houses. A big space for us to imagine. And I think we will launch quite a big exercise, as we always do, engage residents to really imagine what can be built. And this is one area. There's another area which is near the RTS station, which is another area for us to imagine. So Sembawang really had many years and even decades of development ahead of it. I really feel this can be a town that is very different from the rest of Singapore. You know, it's tucked right in the north. It is convenient, connected, vibrant, dynamic, but at the same time, it is historic, it's green, it's idyllic, it's rustic. So all these characteristics must somehow blend together. The mission of MPs here is to really understand all these attributes, work with all the agencies that's implementing various plans, and really help them to understand what is Sembawang and the spirit here, how you blend in all these characteristics, strike a balance, even synergize them to make this a very special place and preserve this unique characteristic, the unique character and the vibe of this town. So this GE, the vision we are presenting to residents, which is in our manifesto, is a Sembawang for everyone. 10 years ago, we say Sayang Sembawang, because this is really a special place. Whatever we do, don't be reckless, sayang the place. 5 years later, our vision was make Sembawang special. And I think if we fulfill all our plans, this will be a Sembawang for everyone.
As I moved around Sembawang, I've been blessed with the opportunity to hear from our residents. They have also shared with me their personal stories about their lives here in Sembawang. I've taken their suggestions on how we can improve connectivity in Sembawang and how with enhanced infrastructure, we can actually make it more accessible for everyone. From cycling paths to covered lingways and MPH upgrading. In fact, the covered lingway at Block 341, when completed, will actually be a relief to our residents. If given the chance in Parliament, I'll be championing for families and second chances. I strongly believe in moving lives in terms of better skills and better lives for workers and their families. These are causes close to my heart, and I will touch on second chances. I'm a CMB ambassador, a member of the Board of Visitors Community Rehabilitation Center, and also a supporter of Yellow Ribbon since 2011. Daily, I live and breathe this ethos of ensuring that no one gets left behind, and I understand fully the importance of second chances. And second chances apply not just to those who have been incarcerated, but also to those who have made decisions in life leading to hardship. So I believe that a nurturing support system is important, from employment, adjusting to life beyond, and family support. This also ties in with the other two causes I will champion. Hence, in my company, I ensure that we have a nurturing support system. Applicants from Yellow Ribbon Project are offered the utmost care in the rehabilitation process. We make sure that we are there to help our workers overcome any transitional challenges. And we celebrate milestones and achievements of the lives of overcomers with their families. I place myself in a WhatsApp chat group together with the overcomer, the case manager, and key stakeholders, so that we are connected every step of the way and that we can be proactive on challenges that may arise. Families are the bedrock of our society and remain a strong pillar on how we can overcome challenges. I will do my very best serving here in Sembawang, that our unique culture is nurtured, that our kampung spirit lives strong, families will thrive here, and we can have a strong identity in this place we all call home. It will be a Sembawang for everyone. Thank you.
If elected, I will champion two causes close to my heart, our youth and our local businesses. First, I believe every child and every youth deserves a healthy mind and a healthy body to reach their full potential. Today's children grow up with screens, fast food, and less time outdoors. Youth faces enormous stress, with mental health taking a toll. We can't turn back the clock, but we can help them grow up healthy and happy. Digital learning must be active, not just passive screen time. And we need to teach our youth about making healthier food choices from young. The Ministry of Health and the Early Childhood Development Agency have already been working on this, but I want to gather your feedback so that we can find the best way forward for our future generations. I'm glad to be serving with Min Ong so that I can bring up all these issues whenever I see him, which is quite often. Next, I believe that a thriving Singapore is built with thriving businesses. I run a small business selling batteries, and I know the struggles. Too much paperwork, too many rules. Just a few weeks ago, I got a call from one of the agencies to submit a few clarifications right in the middle of a tender. And I only have 15 staff, so imagine my friend Gables. With regards to tenders, I also believe that the government can take the lead in offering more test beds for businesses to run new ideas, especially for businesses such as mine facing huge technological disruption. An example would be mobile or portable electric vehicle chargers, which will help to reduce range anxieties for owners and increase the national's adoption of electric vehicles. As I understand today, our standards require all chargers to be connected to the main grid. That slows down the deployment of such chargers and charging solutions. Our SMEs hire 70% of our workforce. Cutting red tape and helping them to grow is one way to take care of our Singaporeans. Lastly, for Sembawang and Canberra, I've been touched by your warm welcome since and also heard your concerns, from pigeon issues to last mile transport. If elected, I'll work hard to give you peace of mind, and together we can write the next chapters of Canberra.
Since the beginning, I've spent a lot of time on the ground. I've listened to your concerns with my heart and done my best to represent you, to bring your stories to Parliament, to help the people who needed help, and also to build our community. In Woodlands, we have launched several programs that I can look back now and say that I'm generally proud of them, whether it is our Estate Improvements of the Week, or IOTWs, that's 52 improvements per year, every single year for the past 5 years. Our digitally enabled Belanja Meal at Woodlands and Store at Woodlands, which feeds so many families in Woodlands every single month. And most recently, our Youth Adulting Series. These are our Empower Woodlands initiatives. And I'm so grateful to our volunteers, our partners, and our residents for working with me to make them happen, and more importantly, to sustain their impact. I'm back again after 5 years, because I've grown attached to my residents and want to continue to care for them. Also, because I think the global situation and the way forward for Singapore is not straightforward, and I want to contribute my skills and experience. What I hope I offer is clarity and purpose, credibility, the gumption to ask the tough questions, and more importantly, to drive towards solutions, grounded in values of respect, empathy, and compassion. Now, the founder of my firm, Boston Consulting Group, likes to quote Archimedes, "Give me a place to stand and a lever long enough, and I will move the world." I believe in myself, and if you believe in me, in Minister Ong and our team, please give us a chance to serve you again.
For the last 7 years, I've served as Town Council Chairman, and as you can see, Sembawang Town Council, we've quietly done the steady work of maintaining the estate, and it's maintained a perfect score in the MND's Town Council reports. The Town Council has also overseen plenty of improvements around the precincts, whether it's playgrounds, HIP, new bicycle tracks, sheltered walkways. All these requests come from the fellow advisors, and then as a council, we look at it and then support the ones that make sense. Within Admiralty as well, you know, I've been happy to see the precinct grow. I think in 2012, Ace the Place Community Centre opened. 6 new resident networks were opened during my time. And these are all hubs of activities where we make a lot of friends, volunteers come in, organise activities. And in each of these residence networks, we try to also have plenty of exercise programs, which I think goes very well with Minister Ong's promotion of health in the precinct. The HPB is one of those groups that supports us quite actively, but so do many other communities. I also say Admiralty is very blessed because all the major religious groups there, which include a monastery, a mosque, and a church, all come together for different activities. So I think, you know, we've been able to build a strong, close-knit community. And this has been, you know, one of the happiest opportunities of my life, really, to bring so many people together. In Parliament, I've been chairman of the Committee for Foreign Affairs and Defence, and I've also been on the Committee for Home Affairs and Law for many years. So this means I've looked at a lot of security-related issues, defence-related issues. But I've also spoken up on many other issues, including preschool, employees, retirement. And I'm happy to note that over the years, I mean, my voice, along with many others, I think, has helped to move government policy along in many of these fronts. So, you know, we will be grateful to get the mandate of the residents of Sembawang for another term, and we hope to continue the good work we have done here.